we'll have some question and answer, some participation. If you would like to make some comments, we can have prayer time, and we can have a sing song. We can do whatever we would like to do. And I apologize for being a goofball, but you knew I was when you hired me. Okay. What I'm going to do first is I'm going to bring up something I did a long time ago. It's a poem I wrote on Isaiah 40. So if you'd open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 40. I think most of y'all have seen this, so I apologize for it being repetitive. But let me read Isaiah chapter 40 for us before we... Okay, thank you, Eddie, for that vote of confidence. I appreciate it. Let me ask the Lord's blessing on his word. Father, we thank you that you have given us your truth, that we might know the true and the living God who has accomplished eternal redemption for his people through the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask, as we look into your word today, we would behold the greatness of our God, that our hearts would be humbled before you, that we would be motivated and encouraged to do the things that you have commanded us to do, that we would do your will, and that we would do it heartily as unto the Lord. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins, for the hope of the resurrection. And we look forward to that day that the Lord Jesus Christ will take us to be with himself, where we will be transformed into his likeness, and that we will ever be with him. As we look forward to that day, may we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and be conformed to his image. In his name we pray. Amen. Okay, Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low. And let the rough ground become a plain and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flower is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. Get yourself up on a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Who has measured the water in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens by the span and calculated the dust of the earth by the measure and weighed the mountains in a balance and the hills in a pair of scales? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord or as his counselor has informed him? With whom did he consult and who gave him understanding? And who taught him in the path of justice and taught him knowledge and informed him of the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the islands like fine dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beast enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare with him? As for the idol, a craftsman crafts it, A goldsmith plates it with gold, and a silversmith fashions chains of silver. He who is too impoverished for such an offering selects a tree that does not rot. He seeks out for himself a skillful craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He it is who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted, scarcely have they been sown. Scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth, but he merely blows on them and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the one who leads forth their hosts by number. He calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Okay, and here is the poem on that. We're not getting a signal yet. It is because I have failed to supply the juice. Now do we have a signal? Isaiah 40. Speak words of comfort to the land which spurned God's love and grace, but now is saved by God's strong hand and taught to seek his face. Their warfare with the Lord will cease, but by his work alone. He grants to them his grace and peace, because he loves his own. A voice is calling, clear the way. Our Lord will soon be here. Prepare to meet him on that day, for it is drawing near. The rough ground will become a plain. The hills will be made low. He leads the captives in his train, whose sins are white as snow. God's glory then will be made known. All men will clearly see that Christ is Lord and he alone is King eternally. Yet every man like grass will wane. He has no lasting power. Though full of pride and always vain, he fades just like the flower. But not like men is God's own word. It always will endure. And happy are the ears who heard the truth so rich and pure. He is the shepherd of his sheep. He leads them in his ways. Each one he promises to keep, and for each one he prays. Has someone measured seas on earth and only used his hand, and also gave each creature birth when he brought forth the land? Are you so wise that you display your insight and your skill to him who split the night from day and fashioned every hill? For you, like grass, will not endure, nor will your wisdom last, but God our Maker will ensure the future as the past. So lift your eyes, stop looking down, and see the heavenly frame, and know the one who wears the crown leads every star by name. God sees the nations big and brass as just a speck of dust. They will wither as does the grass, for God is not their trust. Their gods have mouths but cannot talk, and eyes but cannot see. Their gods have feet but cannot walk. Their gods are but a tree. Will you then liken God to gold or some such worthless thing? His coming is from days of old. He is the awesome king. But Jacob now has come to think that God can't see his way, and judgment that is on the brink will come some other day. But strong young men will trip and fall, they are so very tired. But some upon the Lord did call, and new strength they acquired. So trust the one who made all things, come through the narrow gate. You'll mount up with the eagle's wings, if on the Lord you wait. God is so wise and is so strong, we trust him with our lives. We joyfully will sing his song that day when he arrives. And so forever with the Lord we always then will be, since wonders of his grace he poured upon both you and me.
Comments or contributions you would like to make after reading Isaiah 40?
What's interesting is that the teaching today in worship is in Luke 12, verses 15 through 20. I'm going to read, so that's the it kind of ties in with what you're talking about. It's talking about the rich man's going to rebuild the barn, so he gets trusted.
Yeah.
His riches, you know, and of course that's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good application.
So it's an interesting tie in that the view on the scripture.
Yeah.
Whenever I read this passage, I think astronomers should read it more carefully.
Yes.
Because, well, for example, I think in our day and age, you could pick a star out in the universe somewhere, and you can give it a name if you want to name your star.
I've seen that.
But the astronomers, they like say these stars are being born out there, like they're alive or something. There's a program on, it's called Stargate, and it's very humanistic and very evolutionary and... But these passages remind us that God knows the name of every single star.
Yes, he does.
And so that is just, and when it talks about him stretching out the heavens, if an astronomer reads and studies this, then I think it helps them to understand the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Even that picture that you showed.
Mm-hmm.
have to know that God is sovereign over the whole creation.
Right.
So I take comfort in knowing that God knows the names of all those, even if we're going to try to name them.
Yeah, right. My daughter went to a meeting where the speaker was a NASA astronaut who, I don't know if he commanded or just went on the space shuttle to the space station, but he wrote, produced, helped supply the pictures. I don't know exactly what all of his contribution was to a book about his experiences as an astronaut and the pictures he got to see while out in space where you don't have the atmosphere that you have to look through. And his contention is that the heavens are declaring the glory of God, and that was the point of his book. So that was an encouraging thing. Different manifestations of humanism.
Science has become scientism.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Scientist.
Yeah.
Right?
Empiricism and empiricists.
Yeah.
What I can see is what I believe in. With Psalm 38 and 39, and feel free to comment whenever you want. But in Isaiah chapter 38, it says, "In those days Hezekiah became mortally ill, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live.' Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, 'Remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, how I have walked before you in truth and with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, 'Go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of your father David, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. This shall be a sign to you from the Lord that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will cause the shadow on the stairway which has gone down with the sun on the stairway of Ahaz to go back 10 steps. So the sun's shadow went back 10 steps on the stairway on which it had gone down. A writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after his illness and recovery. I said, in the middle of my life, I am to enter the gates of Sheol. I am to be deprived of the rest of my years. I said, I will not see the Lord in the land of the living. I will look on man no more among the inhabitants of the world. Like a shepherd's tent, my dwelling is pulled up and removed from me. As a weaver, I am rolled up, I rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom. From day until night, you make an end of me. I composed my soul until morning like a lion, so he breaks all my bones. From day until night, you make an end of me, like a swallow, like a crane, so I twitter. I moan like a dove, my eyes look wistfully to the heights. O Lord, I am oppressed. Be my security. What shall I say? For he has spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I will wander about all my years because of the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. O restore me to health, and let me live. Lo, for my own welfare I had great bitterness. It is for you who has kept my soul from the pit of nothingness. For you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. It is the living who give thanks to you, as I do today. A father tells his sons about it, your faithfulness. The Lord will surely save me. So we will play my songs on stringed instruments all the days of our life at the house of the Lord. Now Isaiah had said, let them take a cake of figs and apply it to the boil that he may recover. Then Hezekiah had said, what is the sign that I shall go to the house of the Lord? And then in chapter 39, it says, at that time, Merodach-Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and recovered. And Hezekiah was pleased and showed him all the treasures of his house, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious oil and his whole armory and all that was found in his treasuries. There was nothing in his house nor in his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. Now, when we study chapter 39, it's not that Hezekiah is showing off all that he has, although he is doing that. He's showing all that he has to a king of Babylon so that the king of Babylon might help him against the Assyrians. So that the king of Babylon will say, we can help these guys, they can pay us. They have enough resources to pay us if we help him against the king of Assyria. But God had already said in chapter 38, I will deliver you from the king of Assyria. Hezekiah didn't need to show all of these things to the king of Babylon to gain his support. God had already promised Hezekiah the victory. So verse 3 says, then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say, and from where have they come to you? And Hezekiah said, they have come to me from a far country, from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in your house? So Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasuries that I have not shown them. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, days are coming when all that is in your house and all that your fathers have laid up in store for you this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your sons who will issue from you, whom you will beget, will be taken away. And they will become officials in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord which you have spoken is good. For he thought, for there will be peace and truth in my days. So because God said the punishment for Hezekiah's sin would come in the days of Hezekiah's son, Hezekiah said, that's fine. So long as it happens to my children and not in my day, that's fine with me. And so God brought this judgment upon Hezekiah's son. So I had a poem about that one too. Let's see if it'll God told the king that he would die, so get your house in shape. God's not a man that he should lie. The king had no escape. The Lord spoke to that king that day, you surely shall not live. The king quickly began to pray, more years to me, please give. Remember now, Lord, I request, how I have walked with you. For now my soul is deeply stressed. I know not what to do. I've heard your prayers, I've seen your tears, to him was God's reply. I'll give to you 15 more years. How quickly they pass by. Should all your days be long on earth and life with God enjoyed, consider him who planned your birth, so pride you may avoid. For Hezekiah the great king showed men from far away all that he had and everything one dreadful, prideful day. So when you're given length of days and taught in God we trust, remember not ourselves to praise, for we are only dust. And should abundance come our way and so by God be blessed, be thankful to our God each day, lest we not pass the test. This one is the one where Isaiah does seek the Lord and recognizes that if the Lord doesn't give him deliverance from the Assyrians, there will be no deliverance at all. So, let's see this one. Seek the Lord. When the gods of this world make attacks on your soul, when events of this age take your sights off the goal, humble yourself as did Hezekiah that day, and seek the Lord's face. Be humble and pray. For the Lord is the fount of compassion and grace. He offers great mercies to those seeking his face. So when tempted and tried to seek help from afar, remember by blood his child you now are. When worried and hopeless, when your spirit lacks strength, and trials seem forever, almost endless in length, his kindness keep seeking, and the Lord do pursue. Remember his plan, his thoughts are for you. His justice slayed thousands in the course of one night. Can anything compare to the strength of his might? So believe in the Lord, know he reigns from above. Upon you he has bestowed his great love. O glorious moment when Jesus does return, then the people of God will have come to discern that the judgments of God, which are now to us strange, are just and are right. He never does change. And in light of what Ed brought to our attention, this is just a reading of Psalm 8. Yes. Yes, please. That last one? Yes, I do. Okay. I'll tell you what it is after this one. Psalm 8. For the choir director on the Giddith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. What is man that you take thought of him,
and the Son of Man, that you care for him. You've made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We have about 10 minutes left if anybody would like to.
Randy, I have another question.
Yes.
Isaiah 38:2. Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the Jews today who revere the Wailing Wall and go there and stuff little prayers in there, if they're thinking about this because it's a place where God answers.
That is an interesting thought. I never thought.
Well, I don't know which wall they're talking about.
I don't either.
Okay, it could have been the wall of the city, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,